Well, and indeed, it would have to involve the Irish government as well, because there is plenty of evidence emerging that the Irish state forces, at least some members, were involved in collusion with the IRA. But the difficulty I have, Stephen, is that there's no guarantee, even in such a process, that people will actually get the truth. And they have to pay a very high price for the opportunity of hearing the truth, which is that they will not get justice. And you know, when you look at the South African experience, many international commentators recognise that it was deeply flawed. And I'm just not convinced that if you introduce an amnesty, and we are totally opposed to an amnesty, that you will, in the end, get the truth. I mean, what is Gerry Adams going to do? And maybe Mitchell McLaughlin could clarify this for us. Is Gerry Adams now going to do an about-face and admit that he was actually in the IRA, a leading member of the IRA, and tell the truth about what he was involved in, which is in total contrast to his current position, which is that he was never a member of the IRA? You know, these are big questions that we deserve answers to. And, you know, if Sinn Féin say they're in favour of a truth process, well, let's hear what they're prepared to do to step up to the mark.
I'm pretty... Sorry, go ahead, Mitchell. I'm pretty sure Gerry Adams isn't going to admit to anything at the moment.
Well, I mean, the British government have on a number of occasions attempted through the court system to deal with the Gerry Adams issue, and they failed. So I'm not that sure.
Okay, we're just starting to lose you there, Mitchell. We'll see if we can get you back. Leonard, morning, Leonard.
Morning.
Go ahead, Leonard.
This is Leonard Lurgan. I'm just listening for Gerry Adams said he wasn't a member of the IRA. Who's Jeffrey Donaldson said he was a member of the IRA? I would say Gerry Adams is. He would be as good as anybody else as telling the truth. Maybe Jeffrey would need to take a leaf out of his book. But all the ways not there. Ask Jeffrey, is he going to continue to try and get the parties brought to court for killing the people on Bloody Sunday? Like, they have been found guilty on Bloody Sunday. So ask Jeffrey, is he going to...
Well, you can ask him yourself, he's listening to you.
Well, I get right.
Well, Leonard, it's not for me to make that decision.
It's not for you to make that decision, Jeffrey. Yeah,
you've asked him a question, so let's see how he answers it.
Yeah, if you'd let me answer, Leonard. That is a question that must be addressed by the Public Prosecution Service. There is, after all, a process of law here, and the Public Prosecution Service has to decide whether there is a case to answer. Now, that is for them to get on with that job. What we are saying is that there should not be an amnesty for anyone who broke the law in relation to the Troubles, for anyone who committed murder. Now, does Leonard agree with that? Does he agree that the people who murdered the 18 paratroopers at Warren Point back in the 1970s and 80s, that they should be brought to justice? Does Leonard agree that they should be brought before the courts?
No, well, you see, Jeffrey, the way I'm looking at it is we're trying to get through the process, and I agree there should be an amnesty for everybody. But you don't agree there should be an amnesty for anybody. You want, as far as I'm concerned, Jeffrey, I hear you talking, and it's always Sinn Féin, the IRA. You're very seldom, very, very seldom about all the police and the army that done all the murders and produced process of law. But all you can push for it. You can stand up in the House of Commons and say that you think that it's about time that we're brought to court.
Well, Leonard, the reality is that over two-thirds of the people murdered during the Troubles were murdered by paramilitaries from both sides of the community. And that's why the bulk of the cases, the onslaught of murders, relate to activity by terrorist organisations.
So, Jeffrey, the bottom line is...
Of course, and I've made clear, no one is above the law. If someone is guilty of murder, then they should be brought before the courts. But that's why we oppose the idea of an amnesty, because we do not believe that people should be denied the right to justice.
So, Jeffrey, the bottom line is it's less likely... to get truth without a truth commission. It's less likely to get truth without an amnesty. You know that. And that's a price worth paying, you think, is it?
Well, Stephen, again, I repeat, I am not convinced that we will get the truth anyway. And we've seen that time and time again when people have been challenged to step up to the mark and tell the truth about what happened during the Troubles, and they have failed to do so. Now, if we grant an amnesty, will they be more willing to come forward and tell the truth? And in any event, what do we say to the families who want justice, who feel that there is a right to see those who committed murder put in court and tried for what they did, even though under the current arrangements, those people would be released from prison after 2 years because of what was agreed in the Belfast Agreement. But people do want justice. Of course, there are other people who will say, well, we'll settle for the truth. But, Stephen, can we have a one-size-fits-all solution? I don't believe we can. I think there are many people for whom justice is so important that they would not be prepared to see that set aside.